This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very savage edition of the BCP ahead of his match as the number one contender for the TCW Hardcore Championship against a friend of the show, Waylon Cage. Sorry, PJ, but please welcome to the show. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the savage one, Mr. PJ Savage. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Man, it's an honor to be on the show. It's an honor to be on the platform. The things that you guys do for people like me and talent like me and indie guys like me, man, it's unmatched. You guys are more a part of the system than you can even think you are.
Yes, you guys are so thank important. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. We always try our best, but we wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for you guys. Yes. So we appreciate you very much.
We appreciate the
pleasure's on our side. Thank you.
It's an honor. Wrestling has definitely been for me in my personal life. I'm very thankful for all y'all, man. And this is always a lot of fun. Obviously, we're wearing our TCW hats today or our shirts, whatever it is, man.
But
we got the poster. But, man, you've been everywhere.
Yeah, I need one of those. I need one of those posters, man.
Bring this one, actually.
He's a number one contender. Can someone get this man
a poster? Come on, get him a poster. Get him his royalties.
Let's do this. But he may be walking out Saturday night with some gold around the shoulder, around the waist, whatever it is. I mean, PJ, what does it mean to you right now to get that tap on the shoulder to take on Waylon Cage, that's no easy feat, my friend.
Oh,
man, look, and to be honest, I don't walk into any company asking for title shots. I don't say, hey, I want Monster Mac, I want Waylon Cage, I want Nikos. I don't come saying anything like that. I show up, I put the work in, and if someone feels the need to give me a shot, I'm going to step on that, and I'm going to take that opportunity, and I'm going to make the best of it. And this actually means a lot, man. I've been with Titan 2 months, and to be put in this position, it means the world. You know, like, I have nothing but respect for Billy, for Charles, for everyone in the Titan family, from the people who record the videos to you guys on commentary to all the boys in the back. I got nothing but respect. I'm humbled to be a part of this family, but I got to be honest with you. Being in a hardcore championship match, people kind of wanted to see it the moment I said I was hitting the scene. A name like PJ Savage, you kind of want to see it. You want to see what he does. And I'm going to go to a very dark place for this match. I am going to tap into something I know it's there, but I haven't had to tap into. And all due respect to Waylon, that man has put his body on the line each and every one of those matches. I know he has the backing of Billy. I know he has the backing of the trust fund, but that's what makes me savage, because I don't give a damn about any of it. I'm going to step into the lion's den. I'm going to run through each and every brick wall put in front of me, and I'm gonna stand tall, and it's not a damn thing any man's gonna do about it. And that's straight from the heart. See, what makes me different from other men is that their gimmick is their gimmick, and then there's the man. PJ Savage is one and the same. You speak to the same person when you speak to the wrestler and when you speak to the man. That's what makes me different, and that's why I might stand tall come Saturday.
I like this guy. Wow. I like this guy a lot, man. Like, wow. I say in wrestling, everybody's two people. But this guy, man, he is one. He is ready to go. But to your point, PJ, you talk about taking on Waylon Cage. No easy feat. This guy literally jumped off the top of the cage at one show at TCW. Scaffold match. I mean, respected champion. He's been killing it forever, man.
Nothing but respect.
Yeah, it's all respect, man. But what, I mean, not to give away the strategy, but what are your thoughts going in taking on a risk taker like Waylon Cage?
Hurt him. Yeah. Hurt him. It's the same. You know what? He reminds me of Mick Foley a little bit, you know?
Okay.
You put your body on the line. And what did guys do to Mick Foley? They hurt him. They hurt him over and over and over again. You saw what Rock did to Mankind, all those chair shots.
Yeah.
You get the job done. You don't care if his kids are crying in the front row. You come in and you get the job done. The man likes to put his body on the line, so put it on the line. But I don't know if you want to do that with a Savage in the ring. So he might have to come with a couple strategies. And I know he has the trust fund with him, but here's a little secret I want to let you guys in on.
Oh, please. Ooh, okay.
Man, I got my eyes on the Hardcore Championship, right? Obviously, because it got put in front of me. But there's eyes behind my head. And I know Billy's a part of this whole trust fund thing. But that Jarrett dude, man, I am coming and I kind of want to hurt him.
I get it.
Has anybody put him through a table? Has anybody powerbombed him on the floor? On the
side? I mean, even if they did, you could do it again, brother.
Man, here's a spoiler alert. It's going to happen. That Jarrett dude's going to get hurt for the simple fact of last Titan show at Ignition. He grabbed the mic and he had a lot to say. I don't like a man that comes to a fight and backs out before another man gets to punch him back. And that's what he did to me. He left. I had no mic. I couldn't speak for myself. He tried to put over his guy. I don't give a damn. I am coming full force, and I might have to punch your teeth down your throat, Jarrett. So I hope you're watching this one. And I know you are, and you might not know me. Half the people at Titan don't know me. But that's what makes me savage, because the moment you see me, you can't forget me.
Oh, yeah, and you're not wrong, man. Jarrett obviously joined us on commentary during you guys ran back that triple threat match, which you were victorious in. He's scouting, you know. He knows that you guys are the kind of like the new class, man. And I'll bring this up right now. A bunch of you coming in from that tryout, first and foremost, just to rewind a little bit, what did it mean to you to kind of get that call to be part of Titan Championship Wrestling and so quickly kind of ascend to become, you know, we talked about becoming number one contender and all that, to be hashtag a top guy?
Man, I've said it, like, if you look at my Instagram, my Twitter, I'm always hashtagging Savage Season and Takeover. When, just to give you guys a little bit of a backstory, I used to be down at World of Unpredictable Wrestling.
I saw that, and some gold. You had some gold there, right?
I was heavyweight champion for 3 years in a row. And one of the things about being over there at World of Unpredictable Wrestling is you can't and you're not allowed to do other promotions. So some people might see it as a handcuff. I see it as the person training me, Johnny Rods, who is the best in the world, in my opinion. And I don't care if I'm biased, but he doesn't want too many cooks in the kitchen. He wants to be the only one. And I was loyal to that. But my chains broke off and I'm hitting this scene harder than anyone else is going to hit this scene. 6 months from now, you're going to say I am the hardest working man. You're going to see me every weekend, sometimes four times a weekend. I'm here to put in the work. And when I decided to go to that Titan tryout, I went there with the mindset of putting in the work. And when I heard there was going to be a spot of, hey, whoever, you know, shows off, whoever shows out and takes over, you're going to be in the Facebook Live. You're going to be the match, the spotlight. Man, I was on that car ride going all the way to Delaware, 2-3 hours on that ride, and there was no doubt in my mind that I was going to be on Facebook that night. I told my wife, I told my kids, told my friends, hey, I'm going to be on tonight, go watch. And this was before I had the messages. This was before I even showed up, because that's the confidence I bring in. I believe in myself. I'm not in competition with nobody but me. And that's the mindset that all professional wrestlers need to have. It's not about the next guy. It's about you. Bettering yourself, getting better, and hitting the road. And when I walked in the Titan and Billy gave me that nod after that match, it was validation to a degree of putting 5 years in a cage, coming out, and someone else finally seeing that I got something. And now it's time to show more people. And that's why I love doing these podcasts. That's why I thank you guys. Because even if it's one more person that gets to click on my page today, that person's going to see something and they're going to know they're seeing something special. And I'm trying to hit every single person I can. So getting that nod from Billy, doing that Titan tryout, showing up on Free Fall 2, and then Billy even putting me on the poster, that just, it means a lot. And I don't take none of these things for granted. That spot, even if it's a small little circle on a poster, all professional wrestlers, if you want to call yourself a professional wrestler, you make anyone's poster, you make anyone's anything, appreciate it. because that doesn't happen often. And if they're going to give you that nod, it means a lot. And I take that to heart. Even if Billy's backing the other guy, I will always show Billy respect. But
yeah,
he gets in the way. He gets in the way. You know, it's just savage season, you know. But back to the point, man, it means a lot being in this match. And if Savage isn't going to take something for granted, people should be very afraid.
I like this guy a lot. This is all heart, man.
I love it.
And, you know, like, we don't just ask everyone to be on the show. We're not like, oh, check this guy, you know.
Yeah, it's a desire. Let's get all of them, yeah.
I've seen you work. I saw you work in Delaware. I saw you work at the last show. Ignition.
Ignition, yeah.
The last show, man. And you killed it. Obviously, getting the tap on the shoulder to be number one contender, man. Very happy for you, man. But your in-ring work speaks for itself, man. You've been killing it. You mentioned hashtag Titan family. You mentioned your real family, man. You talk about, you know, we're very family first guys here on BCP, man. What's kind of like the, you know, I feel like some people's families, like, they don't get it. Like, what's the support like from your family?
Man, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I have the strongest support base any man can ever wish for when it comes, starting off from my mother. Happy Mother's Day. When it comes to my kids, I have four beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kids. My oldest daughter, Savannah. She was my motivation to just get off my butt and just do it. I had no belief in myself. I had that bag going to my first day of training and no belief, no confidence, the complete opposite of who I am right now. And she said, Dad, I can't wait to have all your figures and titles on the wall. And I remember that train ride. I was like, if this little girl believes in me and I'm over here with no confidence, what's wrong with me? And the rest wrote itself after that. Then I got my other daughter, Sophia. She's more into wrestling than any of them. She wants to be there with me. And you know, that's one of the things why I want to get into wrestling. One, I want to be the best. But also, why does there have to be just a set of royal families? Why can't the Savages be the next batch? You know, so I got my heart and my eyes set on that. And my two boys, man, Lucas and Abel, my world. I couldn't ask for more. And when it comes to my wife, man, she's a rock. She's a foundation. All the props in the world to Mrs. Savage. If there's no Mrs. Savage in this picture, there is no PJ Savage. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for her. And she allows me to completely, completely, completely focus on professional wrestling. The day that I sign the contract that all wrestlers dream of signing, it's her contract. It's not mine.
I love it. Something in my eye, Nunes, take over. So I don't know what it is.
So PJ, you talk about, you know, your support, your base, your foundation, and Rob talks about rewinding it a little bit. We always like to rewind and go back to the origin. We love, you know, we love superheroes. We love origin stories. You know, were you a wrestling fan growing up? Did you watch it with family? You know, and if you did, who were some of your favorites? And then how did you get into wrestling?
The first ever wrestling show I went to, I was 4 years old.
Wow.
And it was a small little wrestling show called WrestleMania 10.
Wow. And, so you were at the Garden. Okay.
I was hooked, man. I was a little four-year-old boy, little plastic foam title around my waist.
There you go.
And Bret Hart.
That's my guy, man.
That was the first music, theme music I ever heard was Bret's.
Oh, that's a good, that, well, if you're going to start anywhere.
Guitar string, man. And I remember seeing Bret getting held up by all the wrestlers at the end of the show. And just,
that's one of my favorite images.
Yeah, it was like, that's what I want to do. There's nothing else. So, and then my grandmother was a heavy influence. She would watch wrestling whenever it was on. I'm talking Telemundo, Lucha Libre, little 5-year-old watching Pentagon and all these guys go at it. Man, Pedro, all those guys. I've watched wrestling. I was brainwashed, like my kids. Like, there's nothing else on in this house besides wrestling. I'm studying wrestling. I study nonstop. Just back story on me. I'm nonstop on the network, on Peacock, on YouTube. I'm nonstop studying. So my kids have no choice but to watch wrestling all day. And that was my upbringing, man. We had old VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. My uncle would take me to go trade them with guys at the Garden doing shows. just the good old Japanese tapes and
okay.
everything, man. And that's what a little 5-year old boy grew up in. And fast forward, I was about 18, 19, and I wanted to start getting into it. And I had my daughter, and I had to drop out of high school because I had to go get a job. I was a senior in high school, and it was either finish school and let your mother take care of your kid or become a man and take it into your own hands. And I'm a stubborn person, and I rather learn from mistakes. So I was that guy. I was like, I'll drop out of school and get my GED in a year or two, and I got to provide for my daughter. So I did that, and so I couldn't get into wrestling. Then I had another kid. Sorry. And then right around 23, I was like, it's time. 23, 24, and I was at a really bad place in my life. When I say I was probably the most depressed I've ever been, and I lived in Brooklyn right when the Barclays Center opened, and I was literally 2 blocks away. So every day I would get off of work exhausted, working 6 days a week, 7 in the morning to 7 at night, coming home to take care of my newborn son. And it was hard. It was a hard part of my life. Seeing the wrestling there on Mondays, and I think at the time it was Tuesdays, it was intoxicating just being around those fans, hearing the woos, hearing the chants. And I was always a wrestling fan, but I wanted to be a part of it more than ever at that point. I wanted to be, it's electrifying.
It is.
Just being in that aura of all the fans, wrestling has the greatest fan base in the history of anything. Baseball fans are amazing. Die hard loyalists. You're nothing like a wrestling fan. Basketball fans are great. Football fans are great. You're nothing like a wrestling fan. Wrestling fans are the greatest fans on the face of this planet. And they fed off that energy to me. And I remember going to the back of the Barclays Center, seeing the production truck. And I was like, I want to be there. I want to be inside. I don't want to be a fan. I love the fans, but that's not me. I want to sit at that table and be accepted. And I found Johnny Rods and saw that he developed all the ECW guys.
Yeah.
He developed Taz. He developed the Dudleys, Big Cass. He developed all these guys. And it was like, I want to be in wrestling to be remembered, but I also want that history behind me. You know, I know how to tell a story, and I want my story to be told. And I was like, what better start than with Johnny? New York, Gleason's gym, world famous boxing gym with Tyson, Ali, Deontay Wilder. All of them stepped foot in that place and trained. And to be a part of that history, to put that in me, I needed that. That's the grit, the grind, where you know the glamour is outside that door, but when you walk in, the toilets don't work. That's what I'm bred on, and that's how I was raised. So, and man, after that was it. It was guns blazing. There was no stopping it. Went to Johnny's, and my first day, I think I got trained by Matt Stryker. Big shout out to Stryker. First day, if it wasn't for him, I would never caught on so quickly. And he's been amazing. He's an amazing person. He's a Johnny guy also. And man, that's basically my origin. My kids, that start Barclays Center is huge. Everybody wants to wrestle in the Garden, the Tokyo Dome, all those places. And of course, that's on my bucket list. But I promise you, you heard it here first on Pop Culture Podcast on BCP. The moment I step into the Barclays Center and I come out that curtain, I'm going to break that building apart. I promise you, you are going to want to see that. No matter what 3 letters I represent, the day I walk into that building, Barclays Center is not going to exist the next day. It's going to be the Savage Center. I promise you.
Love that, man.
I was at Barclays for NXT TakeOver New York, and that crowd, I said the name of the pay-per-view and I still get goosebumps. Like it's, there's nothing like Brooklyn, man. It was wild. Like I love the Garden, but Barclays is special, man.
The intimacy too, because it's a little bit closer.
Oh my God.
I feel that energy so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait to just break that building down, man.
Yeah. I can,
I could see the crowd, you know, with the Savage chant or like the Savage scream. Like,
I could see
that, man. That's awesome, man. Real quick, talking about Barclays, I got to ask you, I think you're a New York guy. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, born and raised in Manhattan, and I grew up and I lived in Brooklyn for a short time.
So you're a Knicks guy or a Nets guy? We're Jersey, so
yeah.
I'm a Knicks guy, man.
I knew it.
Okay, that's fair though. You grew up in Manhattan, so okay. That's fair. Yeah.
So the Knicks are on the up and up though. Finally, it's
great to see. Yeah.
But do you think the Nets get it done this year?
No, but
I actually agree. I actually agree, but
the Knicks got a good squad, though. I like them. They're on the come up.
Yeah.
I got to give you this, though. Vince Carter is my favorite player of all
time. That's my favorite. I got his jersey.
That's his favorite player.
This is different. This is my two favorite. Those are like my idols. Vince was – so I got a special place in my heart for the New Jersey Nets. The Brooklyn Nets – they could go.
Okay. I'm a New Jersey. I mean, that's why I'm still with the Nets. But yeah, I get it. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but I don't see the Nets. It's just too much. It's just too many stars, too many egos. And look, I just got to say this, and this might hurt your feelings a little bit, right?
No, got to play defense.
Being a Nets fan, you got KD, James Harden, Kyrie, Drummond's in LA, but Blake Griffin, you got all these guys. But the Knicks are still the talk of the town. With Julius Randle and all those scruff bums. bums. I don't know how they're doing it. Tibbs is the greatest coach I've ever seen in my life because I don't know how he's doing it. But, man, when I tell you they're still the talk of the town, James Harden got to crop out the New Yorker. Man, go that way, man. This Knicks City, man. Stay here.
It is, man. You're not wrong, dude. And it's funny. I'm a teacher, man. So all the kids that I teach that were Golden State fans, now they're then became Laker fans.
Oh, boy, fans.
I'm okay with it. But
yeah.
But Vince was my favorite, man. That's what got me him and Kid, man. Just some amazing fun play to watch. Redunculus, man. They're really, really good stuff. Actually, this is another New York based question. We always ask the pizza spot, man.
Oh, okay,
the pizza spot.
Man, I used to have this one pizza spot on 125th and Broadway. It was called Tom's Pizza.
Okay.
It was like the best pizza spot. I think it closed down though.
Oh.
That was like my favorite spot to eat pizza. But I got another one on 116th and 3rd. So underrated. Sam's Pizza. Just go in there and get a slice.
Okay. I'm writing it down. I hear a lot
of get a slice. Hey, you're in the hood, man. You're in the barrio. You can tell there's some adobo on that pizza.
It's okay. Good,
it's good stuff, man. It's some soul on that pizza.
Okay. That's awesome. I always write it down. I hear a lot of like DeFaro's and places like that in Brooklyn. Once we get to the city again, we'll have to try them all. But I did want to ask you this. You mentioned Brett. Obviously, Nunes is his all-time favorite, man.
That's my guy.
Childhood idol. Two-part question for you. Who else? You know, you obviously mentioned Mankind and stuff earlier. Who else did you really take influence from, and did you get to meet any of your heroes?
No, I have not met any of my heroes, just to put it out there. Brett was super influenced to me, especially even now, studying being a professional wrestler. Triple H.
Okay.
That was a guy when I was in my teenager years watching. Like, he was the guy you wanted to be. And I was at the Garden when he came back.
Oh, January 2002.
When he looked like Hercules, that was
insane. He was super jacked, baby.
Man, and when that he has like one of the greatest theme songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm huge into Kevin Owens. I loved his ROH stuff.
Oh, okay. Kevin Steen,
a big guy for me. Samoa Joe. Joe's a guy. I can't wait to wrestle him, man.
Hey, man, he's a free agent right now.
You get a better shot now.
Let's see what happens.
There you go. Billy, what's up?
That's one of the things that I want to do, though. So Samoa Joe was a huge influence on me because of this TNA stuff. His ROH stuff was great, amazing. Him versus Kobayashi was amazing. But that feud he had with Kurt Angle,
yes,
the way he made me feel, the way he had people invested in that, that's what I want to bring to professional wrestling. I want to make you invested in seeing two guys rip each other's head off. Like, that was amazing. But I would say probably my biggest influence, because I want to be the best, Hulk Hogan says he's the best. A lot of people believe it. John Cena, amazing. He's the best. He's one of the best. Roman Reigns is kind of one of those guys now. But the greatest wrestler of all time who sold the most money to me, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's fair, though, man. I mean, that Attitude Era, it was on his back.
Yeah. And when you put the greatest era on professional wrestling on your back, because the Attitude Era is the greatest wrestling era to me, and you carried it the way you did. You hear the stories of when him and Rock traded pitchers, and he put number one on it.
Yes.
And Rock was like, I know what he's doing. Things like that. And there's a story that really influenced my mindset when it comes to professional wrestling. It was a podcast John Cena was on, and he was talking about a time with Austin, and WWE was at a little bit of a low point, mm-hmm. and he was at the crowd, and they were in LA, I believe, mm-hmm. at the Staples Center, and John Cena was looking at the crowd and going, the house is up. This is great. We're going in the right direction. He was soaking in it a little bit. He was enjoying the moment, and Austin came up behind him, and there was like mats on the top area of the seats, and he goes, what are you so happy about? He goes, you know, look at that. And he's like, I still see seats being covered.
Wow.
That's nothing to be happy about. And he walked away. That's what I want to be. I want to be that guy. You know, everybody pays to see Canelo fight. When you hear Mayweather's fighting, you're going to watch it. Back in the day when Tyson was fighting, you wanted to see it. If you hear Conor McGregor is fighting this weekend, you're going to pay for the pay-per-view. Or you're going to go to a friend's house and watch it. That's what I want PJ Savage to be. I want PJ Savage to be box office. When you hear the name, you don't care about anything else. You want to see that match because you know I'm on. And that's that hysteria. That's the hecticness that goes into it. And you draw in that person that never watched wrestling in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to watch because they're going to say, why do I keep hearing this name? Why does he keep popping up? That's what I want to bring, even to the indie scene. I want people in 4 to 6 months because I got to build, you know? But I want people in 4 to 6 months to be like, I want to see Titan Championship Wrestling. I want to see TCW because PJ Savage is going to be there this weekend. And I want to see what he does. That's the energy I'm going to bring into everything I do. I must see. That's it. Point blank.
Love it, man. You knew we were going to bring this up, man. I'm very happy to see this. Every time we see former guests of the show either get signed or now we're seeing more of these AEW dark opportunities, which, I mean, shout dark to Tony. Right? Shout to Tony Khan for just giving the indie wrestlers a platform. Obviously, Recon is going to be on Tuesday, tomorrow night, as of recording. Waves and Curls as well. Congratulations to that, man. I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I ask this to everyone because let's be real. The eye has been on the Northeast in a lot of ways. Like they get everyone, man. You know, you mentioned Triple H before. Is it the, you know, PJ come to NXT or is it getting that call from Tony Khan to come down and work with AEW, man? Or is it the politically correct answer? Is dark kind of the goal right now, man? Where's your mind at?
First and foremost, huge congratulations to Rick Recon.
Yes.
I know he's working off to get to that spot. Huge congratulations to Waves and Curls.
Yes.
I was just punching Waves and Curls in the face about 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
To see them get that shot. They're awesome guys, man. I work them any day of the week. Talented as heck. They got something, and I'm nothing but happy for those guys. Completely grateful they got a shot. And when it comes to me, I got my eye on everything. And AEW Dark is a goal, of course. AEW Dynamite's a goal. NXT is a goal. Whatever contract gets put in front of my face, I'm going to sign, whether it's MLW, ROH, AEW, because right now, in my point in my career, I just want a platform. Mm. And, hey, look, if people think ROH is in the ground or in the gutter and I sign there, I'm going to be the guy that brings it back up. I'm going to be the guy that makes ROH better than AEW and WWE. Same goes when I go to MLW. If they sign me, I'm going to be the guy that elevates the company I'm in. if you want to elevate your company, you want to be the place that everyone talks about, you need to sign me because I'm going to be the guy that does it. Now, when it comes to where I want to be, my goal, and everyone's going to hate me for saying this, just like every other guy out there, you want to be on WrestleMania. You want to be in WWE. You want to be immortal. That's the place where you go to become immortal. That's where I want to be. I want to end every streak there is in WWE. I want to hold every title there is in WWE. All roads are going to lead to WWE for me. And whether that denies me a contract, I don't care. All roads are going to lead there. But wherever I'm at, you're going to get 100% of me. I'm going to put on and put out. And who knows what could happen in the future. I could sign with AEW and say, hey, oh, yeah, you know what? I always wanted to go to WWE. But I might end up becoming the Sting of AEW and just never leaving. You never know what the future holds. You never know what's going to be tomorrow. But I want to be remembered. That's the reason I got into professional wrestling. I want to be a part of pop culture, you know? Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. Everybody plays the voice. You know those things, man. And I want to be a part of that. And that happened in WWE because of the platform. Because they get to go to India and everybody knows who they are. They get to go to Uzbekistan and everybody knows who they are. You know, it's just the reach they have. I want to be a part of that reach. Now, if I'm in AEW, I'm going to do my damnedest to give them that reach or be a catalyst into bringing that in. So same thing for Titan. If I'm at Titan right now and Titan's my home base, I want to make Titan the best Northeast promotion there is. I want everybody to look at Titan and be like, that's the place. Why? Because I said it is. It's the place. Right now, this Saturday is going to be a show that no one's going to forget. Look at all the matches on the show. And I know you was going to bring it up anyway, but you have the Goddesses of War in the ladder match.
Come on. That's
insane.
Super stoked.
You got the Iraqi prison match with Blaze Haram and Rick Recon. I'm going to grab popcorn and watch that one. Like, yeah. Who isn't? That's a must see, man. You're going to look at these things. You got Monster Mac versus Craig Steele. Who does not want to see that match? I'm a fan of both those guys. I got nothing but respect for those guys. Monster Mac, I'm coming for you.
Oh, there.
I got nothing but respect for those guys, but I want to see those two Titans clash. And you got PJ Savage in a hardcore match for the first time ever. I've never done a hardcore match in my career. It's the first time ever. I get to let loose. This is a Titan exclusive. They get to put me against the legend of Waylon Cage against the trust fund, against Titan management. We get to see if I get to run through this brick wall because all the odds are stacked against me. And I don't care. I love it. Stack it higher. Throw other guys in this match. I heard there's a guy named Leo that might be here, came out with Fox Fear. Throw him in the match. Throw Barton in the match. Throw Big Rock in the match. Throw Vicky in the match. I don't care. I'm going to run through every single obstacle you put in front of me. And look, at the end of the day, if I lose, I'm going to stand up again. And I'm going to come harder. And I'm going to come faster. And it's going to be even scarier. And if I stand tall at the end of this match with a title over my head, that is going to be a very scary picture. For the hardcore division, I promise you.
Wow. Man, like I know I said it a million times. I like, yeah, right? Seriously, I like this guy. I like where your heart's at. But I do want to be respectful of your time, but I do want to ask
Thank you, brother.
This is our favorite question to ask everyone. You mentioned having that WrestleMania debut, that WrestleMania moment. What band or artist is playing you down to the ring?
Shine down. I love
Shine Down. Okay. I see why. They're good.
Okay. My theme song that I've been using on the scene is Devil by Shine Down. The lyrics in that song, they hit heartstrings for me, man. I hope you're ready. That's me coming out for the entrance. The Poison in the Well, it's, you know, I'm that guy that's, I'm here to be the best. A lot of people might not like me. I'm a humble person, but I know what I am, and I'm going to be that 100%. There's so many lyrics in that song. If you go and listen to this right after this ends, listen to Shine Down Devil, and you're going to get a glimpse inside of my head. But Shine Down's playing me down, without a doubt. And when I, wherever I'm at, they will make my theme song, Shine Down. I hope you're listening, man. You're going to look back at this. Shine Down and PJ Savage is a marriage that needs to happen.
Great answer. I've seen them live in Asbury. Fantastic, really, live band. And that's a great answer. PJ, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. This was absolutely great, man. Yeah,
thank you so much,
stay brother. Safe out there. Have a great match. Good luck to you on Saturday. And just continue success moving forward, my man. Thank you so much.
Man, again, thank you guys for everything you do. Pop Culture Podcast is hot. They're heavy. You guys have so much steam behind you guys. You guys got a buzz behind you. I'm glad to be a part of this alumni now. I need to get me one of those shirts. I'm going to give, I got to bring you guys a couple of these. I'll rep you guys wherever I go. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for everything you guys do.
Of course. Pop
Culture Podcast just got savage.
I love it. I love it. That's right, man. It's an honor. Thank you for all the love. It goes both ways.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for the support. Appreciate it.
And before we get out of here, like we always say, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. But maybe we could get a stay savage before we get out of here. Could you hit us with the savage before we get out of here?
Hey, man. Stay savage.
Yes. We out. Peace.